We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday. It's January 12th. It is 2024. We have 8 games to talk about here on today's podcast. Pretty condensed 8-game slate. 7:30 start, 8 o'clock last game. Everything happening really fast here, getting rid of the 9:30 and the 10 o'clock games. So, I kind of like what they're doing. Part of me loves it. Part of me is like, oh, there's always edge in late swapping, but I'm not hating it on a Friday. So joined today by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, blowout Thursday is over, and we're ready to talk some NBA for Friday.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you, Stevie. I would love more blowouts tonight, because when you're And hear what I'm saying, not what I'm not saying. When you're a guy that takes a lot of unders the way I do, where I'm pretty much hammering unders every slate, blowouts benefit me all the time if it's the right side. So I had one over tonight, and that one didn't go well. But all my unders are looking okay for now. Anything can happen. Teams can give up leads. I'm hoping, Stevie, and everything just goes according to plan for once this week. And if so, should be a huge night for myself and my family, because that's who it mostly benefits anyway.
Oh, yeah. So, well, hopefully the unders keep rolling in here for you. And let's get started. We got a lot to talk about. I mean, this slate, kind of phenomenal. So somewhat pumped about this slate. We got some fast-paced games. We got some low defensive games. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind YouTube page. We're closing in on 1,000 subscribers. Appreciate everyone that's already subscribed. Hit us up. Come hang out with us live as we record the night before. What's up, YouTube chat? Richie, Derek, Yeezy. We get started with Pacers at Hawks. This game has a 253.5 total. Atlanta is a 6-point favorite. No Haliburton. Nesmith and Jalen Smith, both questionable. Hunter and Matthews out for Atlanta still. So we've seen this game play out already twice this year. And it just happened not too long ago. I think it was the Pacers blowing out Atlanta, right? Like 116 to 150. It was like 116 to like 150, if I remember correctly. And then earlier in the season, it was 152-157. So that's the type of game we're looking at here. No Haliburton. What do we like here for the Pacers?
Yeah, man. Well, the other night, Stevie, we had so many what I want to call value pieces in that game, where we did have a fair amount of, you know, 5K guys, and we still have some. But, I don't know. Are they going to be the guys that we want to play? Like, TJ McConnell, 7K, Stevie. That doesn't feel good. Not when he's not playing 35 minutes. You know, Benedict Mathurin, he played 28 minutes, 62. Now, look, I understand Stevie blowout, et cetera. Like, I get it. You know, Bruce Brown put up 40, 56. Like, do we want to keep experimenting with Neesmith and all these other guys? I feel like that's the range I want to live in, Stevie, with Indiana right now. Like, just give me the cheap guys. Like, that's what I want to do, because if any of those guys pop, we're going to be looking really good. Now, I can't play them all together, but I can mix and match a few. And that's what I want to do with the Indiana Pacers, especially in this spot against Atlanta with another gigantic total.
Yeah, overall, the usage and stuff in that game, kind of all over the place. Miles Turner looked really good in that game, just in general. It's a one-game sample size, so it's tough to kind of look at overall. But I mean, we talked about it on the podcast the other night. We talked about how TJ McConnell gets the biggest bump with Halliburton off the floor. And, I mean, 22 minutes, he shot 7 for 10. He had a great game, and they only gave him 22 minutes. So now he's 7K, and he's going to produce. But I don't think, unless we get, like, the starting lineup is going to have TJ McConnell in it, then it's really hard for us, I think, to pay 7K for him. I think I'm looking at Miles Turner in this spot. You know, he's already had two really solid games against this team this year in very limited minutes because of the blowout. I think this game is going to be very competitive. So I think Turner is probably my favorite here. And then a lot of question marks. You know, like you mentioned, Mathurin, he's 6,400. Brown is 56. I think I'd prefer Bruce Brown in this spot. I'm not touching Numhard at 5,600. He played 26 minutes. He shot 1 for 8 from the field. Looked awful. Scored 13.5 fantasy points. Like, even if he goes 50% for the field, and it's still like under 20 fantasy points, it's hard for me to have interest in Numhard. I think it's Turner. It's Brown. And then if Jalen Smith ends up sitting, I think you could take some shots on like Obi Toppin here at 4,700. I think he'd play 26 to 30 minutes if Jalen Smith ends up missing this one. So Jalen Smith matters for me, especially for Miles Turner too. It definitely locks in the minutes a little bit more for Miles Turner.
Maybe Isaiah Jackson. He's fringe.
I think he played like 15 minutes the other night, 17 minutes. So he's cheap enough that if Jalen Smith is out, you could potentially roll the dice here. But, I mean, they gave a lot of people minutes. Nora had minutes the other night. Like,
that's this team, Stevie. Like, outside of Halliburton and mate. Well, I take it back. Halliburton and then Brown for most of the season. Like, and maybe some Turner. They mix and match these minutes. All, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's so tough. I mean, we look at that game and Mathurin had a 26.7% usage rate. Miles Turner was 24.5%. Numhard was 20%. Isaiah Jackson was 21%. Like, TJ McConnell was 20%. Like, very spread out usage. Just, I mean, you play the game, though. Like, this is the game script, like, just overall that you want to attack here. And then
Buddy,
in the
Buddy Hill, didn't he play about 26, 28 minutes, I think?
Talk about a guy that's just like disappeared, man. He just couldn't hit a shot the other night and they put him on the bench. But Buddy Hield, I mean, that's why I like Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown is someone that a rebound is someone that, you know, can get some assists. He can add, you know, some stocks with blocks and steals and, you know, points. He's going to score. So, I mean, I think Bruce Brown is my favorite here at 5,600. He's the guy I want to target. In the prop world, I do want to look at McConnell's point assist prop because his assist rate is very high with Halliburton off the floor. So if it comes in that like 17.5 range, I think that's where we want to be over McConnell. Atlanta side, obviously we got a really, really good spot for Jalen Johnson here. You know, this is a guy should really excel in this matchup. I know he didn't excel last time they played, but obviously this is a spot that's really good for him. Capella probable. So, you know, the Okongwu value from the other night, 36 minutes, just fantastic value. right back to Capella playing here. What do we like for Atlanta?
On a side note, Stevie, before I hop in, because you know we've got some people in the chat. Richie Smalls, I knew the Thunder were up by a lot. He said they won by 62.
62.
My gosh.
The live line at one point was like 57 and a half.
I've never
seen that before. Yeah.
That's insane. All right. Thank you, Richie, for giving us that update. I knew they were up, but I didn't. That's crazy. All right, Atlanta. So, Stevie, I do like DeJounte Murray here. You know, he's 7,200. I just think in this spot, the price is cheap enough, even with Trey playing. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's come way – that's almost value to me in this spot. So, DeJounte Murray, definitely a guy that I like on this particular slate. I think, you know, we got Capella. He's 6,100. Like, I don't hate that price, especially if he's going to get, you know, 30 minutes or so. I don't hate that. Jalen Johnson, Stevie, continues to just play well. He had 64 fantasy points the other night, Stevie. Incredible. 64. That's not an exaggeration. 25, 16 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal. And tonight he gets a spot with Indiana where they're at home. This matchup is going to be an up-tempo matchup. At 7,200, I'm still in on that price, especially we've still got Hunter sitting. So I like this spot. Bogdanovich could be okay, Stevie. I think I'd much rather play a Bogdanovich at 6,200 than, you know, somebody from the Pacers at 58, 56. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think he's more likely to produce some upside, so I don't hate that as well. But my favorite here, bar none, DeJounte Murray, because I think this is a little bit too cheap for this spot.
Yeah, I think obviously, like, DeJounte can get there. 7,200 for a matchup with the Pacers seems really great. He took 19 shots against them, and like he's had at least 18 shots in 4 straight games. Need him to hit some shots and just kind of fill in some assists, rebounds, steals. So I like the call on DeJounte. I really like Jalen Johnson, and no one's going to tell you not to pay up for Trae Young. He went big time in the first matchup against this team. It was like him and Halliburton going back to forth. I think he had like 58 fantasy points or something like that. So, I think I would play Johnson over Bogdanovich with Bogdanovich's prices coming up to 6,200. And I think like you could potentially take some shots here on Capella, but I don't know what to really expect from him in this game. So I think I'm going to look at DeJounte and Jalen Johnson and play the kind of stud plays here for Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, I love that call. Love that call.
Sacramento at Philadelphia, 241.5 total in this game. Philly, a 1-point favorite. Kevin Herter questionable for Sacramento, and then Covington and Embiid out for Philly. Let's start with Sacramento. Philadelphia has been a terrible rebounding team with Joel Embiid off the floor. Sabonis should eat in this spot and have a field day. It's just he's played really good the last couple games, and the games just haven't stayed close to get him his like full run, and he's still putting up 50 plus fantasy points. He's on one right now, Will. Over 50 fantasy points in 6 of his last 8 games. You're paying up for Sabonis at 10-2, but it's hard not to right now.
And Stevie, it's really kind of worse than that. Like, if you just really kind of go back and start looking, Steve, he's been on one most of the season. Like, this is since December 2nd, Steve. I think this is important. 49 fantasy points, 67, 43, 52, 36, 49, 47, 68, 40, 62, 49, 57, 49, 62, 51, 76, 60, 41, 77, 50. That's since the beginning of December. What in the world is going on with Domantas Sabonis? I'll tell you what's going on, Stevie. He's scoring. He's rebounding. He's just continuing to do everything every single night. And, yep. I mean, it doesn't matter what the matchup's been. I mean, he put up 76 against Orlando. Now, I know Orlando's had some guys hurt. Don't get me wrong. 76. 77 against Detroit, which isn't, you know, weird. So, I mean, he's – really, Stevie, at these numbers, he probably should be 11K right now. the way he's playing, and he's still 10-2. And you talked about Embiid being out. I love Sabonis tonight. Let me say also from this team, we're starting to get De'Aaron Fox to come down. Now, his fantasy production, Stevie, really been in the tank here with Sabonis just kind of dominating. But at 9,100, I still think he's an okay play here. I'm willing to get some exposure to Fox at that price. You know, also we've got Keegan Murray, who's been playing big minutes, Stevie, most games, and you know he's a candidate for another 40 plus fantasy performance. So Keegan Murray is probably my second favorite, and then Fox. If I had to rank them, Sabonis, Keegan Murray, Fox. And then after that, it's definitely going to be Malik Monk. But I'm with you. Sabonis is – he's the guy right now.
Yeah, I mean, he checked out the third quarter the other night, didn't have to come back in that Charlotte game. It wasn't close. I know it looked closer on the scoreboard, but it wasn't a 25-point game. It's like a 35-point game. So
listen, in that game, Stevie, Bridges had 7 rebounds in the third quarter, and they never came back. Like, they just they didn't play the fourth quarter. It was like,
yeah, I had Sabonis's point rebound assist prop in that game, and he never came back, and I was a little tilted. But I mean, Fox was playing in the fourth quarter. I was like, all right, bring my guy Sabonis back for a few minutes. He only needed like 2 or 3 minutes to get there, but anyway, didn't happen. Yeah. Blowouts in the NBA are the worst for player prop bets. But anyway, for me, I want to see what happens with Herter. Because if Kevin Herter does end up sitting in this game, I have interest in Malik Monk. He's going to get a lot of usage with that second unit. He's going to finish halves, you know, first and second half with the starters over a guy like Harrison Barnes. So I think this is a spot you could definitely take some shots. I know Duarte checked in, and Duarte started the third quarter the other night when Herter got hurt. But I think that Malik Monk benefits the most here. So
yeah.
Very interested in Sabonis, very interested in Monk. And
I do think Duarte will start if Herter's out, but it's not going to affect Monk.
But that helps Monk. I don't want him to start.
Yeah. It's not gonna hurt him at all. Like, Monk's still the guy. Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philadelphia side in this game. I mean, I don't think we can overlook like Tobias's upside with Embiid off the floor, especially in this matchup against Sacramento. Oubre, 6,300. I think the price is kind of right on Oubre. I don't hate the matchup. I could see Melton and Maxey kind of going off in this game. Like, we finally got the Tyrese Maxey game against Atlanta the other night that we've been waiting for.
You got Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento does struggle against point guards. I mean, I definitely don't mind going back to Maxey. Maybe he's getting rolling here, but I mean, this is definitely a spot I want to attack.
Yeah, for sure. And the crazy part about it is, Stevie, Maxey's been playing good real-life basketball. We just have to play good fantasy basketball. Like, so the other night, you know, 35-9-8, 25-9-1 the previous game, 27-9-4. So these past couple games, Stevie, since January 5th with Utah coming to Philly, looks like his fantasy production has picked up. And maybe he was just in a little slump and need to kind of break out of it. That happens. And if so, he's 9,300, spot with Sacramento. We definitely know his usage is up there. with Embiid off the floor. Wrote him up the other day, so I like Maxey quite a bit. You know, how do we want to handle Paul Reed here? Because Stevie, I mean, he played 20 minutes against Atlanta, put up 30 fantasy points. If he was stable at 25 minutes, I'd be way more interested. But what, you know, like, what do we do? He wasn't in foul trouble. He only had two fouls, and they still just played him about 20 minutes. Maybe they play him a little more because Sabonis is going to be on the floor in this spot. But I do think Reed is valuable if we knew his minutes were going to be there.
Problem is, like, Mo Bamba has been playing really solid, and they've been giving him like 15 minutes. It's eaten into like Paul Reed's like run a little bit, and you know they've been giving Markieff Morris more minutes. Like, I mean, if anything, I think we take shots on Markieff Morris.
Yeah,
I burped an indigestion there for a second mentioning Markieff Morris, but he's 4K, and like we know he's a rebounder, and we know he's a guy that can add steals and blocks, but he scored at least 15 actual points in back-to-back games. He's going to be scrappy. I think, like, Markieff Morris at 4K, if he's going to get the start and play 25-plus minutes, is interesting. Even if he's not announced a starter, I think he's really interesting in tournaments here. So don't mind taking some shots on Morris.
Especially with Covington still out. I agree.
Yeah, Covington's out and Embiid's already out, so... All right, Houston at Detroit, 227.5 total here. Houston, 7.5 point favorite. No Brooks, no Eason. And then on the Detroit side, Cade and Morris still out. So starting here on the Houston side, good matchup against Detroit. I mean, Sengun should smash here. It's a phenomenal spot for him. You know, you worry a little bit maybe if Jabari Smith gets some extra production here because of Detroit. But, I mean... it's hard for me not to have interest in Sengun and Van Vliet in here.
Yeah, and Stevie, Sengun, Van Vliet, give me Jalen Green at 6K now, Stevie, in a matchup against Detroit. Oh, buddy, listen, I know that Jalen Green hasn't, like, consistently put up, you know, 40 fantasy points this season, and it's because he's on the floor with other guys, but he's got more talent around him than he's had, Stevie. Like, generally speaking, when you bring Fred VanVleet, a guy's going to have the ball in his hands more. Sengun starting, you've kind of got a better rotation. It is going to impact them some. But, Stevie, all matchups aren't created equal when the prices come down. At 6K flat, I like Jalen Green. I think they're going to dominate. What I'm hoping, Stevie, in this spot is we've got to hope that the game doesn't get away from Detroit too quickly, because Houston's absolutely a better defensive team than Detroit because of the coaching. And they've just got it, unless they run it up quickly. But I do like Jalen Green quite a bit. He's one of my favorite plays on the slate today at 6K. Give me Sengun. Give me Fred VanVleet big time. We're going to get the Thompsons versus each other tonight, Stevie. Asar versus Amen. So that's going to be interesting. Amen Thompson could have an interesting game, Stevie, especially if this blows out. I think we can see him get to 20 minutes, maybe a little bit looser defense down the stretch of an already loose defensive team. So I like them quite a bit in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I think that this is a great spot for Houston, but you kind of touched on it. If this game stays close, it's a great spot for Houston. So,
yeah.
Who's going to keep it close on the Detroit side? I mean, obviously, it's tough with Cade Cunningham out. You know, he's their big producer, but we've seen Duren kind of step up a little bit here recently. Jaden Ivey has looked really good in back-to-back games with no Cade Cunningham. What are your thoughts here on the Detroit side?
Yeah, Ivey definitely looks okay. They did play Killian Hayes about 30 minutes as well. See, we're a little over 30 minutes. So, I mean, listen, he's not incredibly high upside, but I'm just saying in terms of minutes. A guy that's actually going to put the ball in the basket is Alec Burks, but he's not playing enough minutes. I mean, I think if he was around 25 minutes, Stevie, I think I'd be interested. Right at 20, I'm a little bit afraid here. Bogdanovich is obviously a guy that, you know, should be able to score some baskets. You know, and then I think they played a little bit of Isaiah Livers. They played him, what, 15 minutes? They played Kevin Knox a few minutes. Like, they're kind of all over the place with those guys, but I think Jalen Duren at 7,400, he would probably be my next guy in terms of just legit upside, Stevie. He's flashed it all season. Haven't really seen a big game recently, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. So Durin would be my next guy in behind Ivy, I think.
Yeah, I want Hayes to just keep rolling in that double-digit point prop so I can keep taking an under.
To a Killian?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, man. I got 10.5 the other night. I was like, yep, let's take it again.
Yeah, if anything, touches assists, but, man, he's just not a scorer. He's not going to shoot a ton, so.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. L.A. Clippers at Memphis, 229 total here. Clippers a 7.5-point favorite. Clippers are good to go. Memphis. No Adams, no Santi. Biombo got released. Clark out. Morant out. Rose out. Smart out.
My gosh.
We'll get to that in a second. Let's start with the Clippers here. We're continuing to see fantastic basketball played by these guys. I'm feeling better and better about my bet here for the Clippers to win the championship.
Where did you get it?
I think I got it at 15. I have to look. It was something. It was 15 or 14, but it's good. I'm in good on the Clippers side, but I'd have to pull it up. Talk to me here about the Clippers,
Stevie. I like the Clippers. Is this game going to stay close? And I mean that legitimately. I don't see it, and that's why, Stevie. That's why I don't know if I can play these guys.
Yeah,
and that if I did, Stevie, I think you're taking. Once again, our strategy feels like it's been this way all season, but I think you're taking Kawhi, Paul George, and Harden, and you put them in a group and you only play one. You can't play two. You definitely can't play three. And I almost don't want to play one, Steve. This game should get out of hand with Memphis. I mean, they're not going to have enough to keep up here. Like, that's the reality. They don't have enough to keep up. But the Clippers are going to have to shoot really bad for Memphis to even stay in this game.
So, I mean, I've talked about this for years, and I've said this religiously for years, but I hate trying to project blowouts in the NBA. But, I mean, Memphis is going to dress nine guys in this game. Nine, and one of those guys is Gillard, who we haven't seen a lot of. Conchar, like... The starting lineup of Bane, Kennard, probably Vince Williams, Jaren Jackson Jr., and I would assume Tillman.
Yeah, it's going to have to be Tillman.
Yeah, like, outside of Desmond Bane, who scores? I mean, maybe a little bit of Vince Williams. So it's tough for me to get behind the Clippers here. I mean, if I was going to play anybody, it'd probably be James Harden or Paul. I mean... You could play any of the three big three. If you think this game is going to stay close and you're going to play some of this Memphis value, playing one of the big three to run it back, I mean, you're flipping a coin because all three of them are playing fantastic right now. You're just trying to figure out which one's going to hit the ceiling on any given night. So, Clippers are rolling. All right, let's start Memphis here. Now no Marcus Smart. Like, on top of... Ja being out, now Derrick Rose has been out, and now we're adding like Sante, and they're like, hey, Bismack Biyombo, you know, you can't dribble. We got to get rid of you. You don't work for our offense. What are we doing with this team? Desmond Bane's 9,100. I hear it, but no chance.
I'm not playing Bane. I'm not playing triple. Stevie, I'm not playing any of the expensive guys. If I don't even want to play the cheap guys, but you may have to. Like, Stevie, as bad as this is going to go, I think here's what happens: the Clippers blow them out. The Clippers put their bench in. Memphis is playing their version of a bench, which is basically their starting lineup with Bane and Triple J. And Zaire Williams ends up playing 25 minutes, and it and they just have these cheap guys that get there because the matchup gets soft late. I think you play the cheap guys from Memphis, you mix and match, you play zero of the expensive guys. Like, I'm not playing Desmond Bane at 9,100, and I don't want to play Triple J at 8K. He's gonna have to block 40 shots to get there. I just I can't do it. Cheap guys are okay. I'm not playing anybody expensive for Memphis. Don't care.
So Richie in chat just won the YouTube award today. He said, Grizz called me to play, but I'm having a Korean barbecue tomorrow. I had to say no. That was good. That was good. I think, like, did we kind of see like a floor game from Vince Williams the other night? He shot 2 for 8 from the field, both of those being threes, just not a great shooting night overall. Got into foul trouble and put up 28 fantasy points. Like, yeah, I mean, like, this is a guy that can fill the stat sheet. He's going to sign an extension or just sign an extension. Like, I mean, it's hard for me not to have interest in Vince Williams here.
Yeah, I don't mind the cheap guys. He's fine.
Yeah, and, like, I think you have to take some shots on Xavier Tillman. Like, no Biombo. Like, who's the other big?
I don't know.
Rudy?
Here's what I'm thinking.
Rudy.
They need to go ahead and bring my boy, fellow South Carolinian, G.G. Jackson, up from the G League. At this point, they need him. He's on a two-way. Bring him on up.
Like, they need everybody.
Yeah.
They need everybody. Listen, at the end of the day, I don't think I want to pay the price for Bane. I don't think I want to pay the price for Triple J. I have interest in Vince Williams. I have interest in Tillman.
David Roddy's going to play.
I think, Roddy's going to have to play minutes in this game. And
it's all the cheap guys.
I mean, John Concher's going to have to play minutes in this game. So
he's going
to
play.
Look at the value, I think, here on Memphis. But, yeah, they need some help. All right, moving on. We got Charlotte at San Antonio. 243 total in this game. The Spurs, a 1.5-point favorite. LaMelo Ball is upgraded to questionable for this game. He is getting very close to being back. Watch this news. It affects Terry Rozier a ton. Hayward's out.
I'm going to put my Ball jersey out of the closet, Stevie. I haven't been wearing it since he's hurt. He comes back. The jersey's going on. I have it in the closet, ready to go.
So we got Ball questionable, Hayward out, Martin questionable, P.J. Washington doubtful, and Williams still out, and then Bassey and Collins still out for San Antonio. Let's talk Charlotte here. Ball plays, he probably 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes, but 15 to 20 minutes hurts Terry Rozier at 8,800. Great matchup against San Antonio. If you want to play Terry Rozier, you really want LaMelo to sit in this game. Outside of that, I mean, it's hard not to have some interest here. The guy I want to play, I think, is Nick Smith Jr. He got the start in the second half the other night. I think they want to play this kid, but I want LaMelo to be out for me to play Nick Smith Jr.
Yeah, and by the way, Stevie, this is when I wished I had my original beat writer, Nick Bonnell, because Nick would already have information on this, like, posted and ready to go, like, official information. Well, I think LaMelo's going to play Friday, for what it's worth. I think he's playing. With that being said, it's going to be tough for me to pay the price for Rozier, like you said. I don't hate Nick Richards here at 5,700. Like, this is still a good price for him. You know, maybe, like, JT Thor has been playing some minutes, but God, he's so low usage. With LaMelo back, I feel like the only person I want to play right now is Nick Richards. I don't want to play Bridges because I think he's 4,200, and with LaMelo back, that's going to impact him too. Even just 20 minutes, it's going to slow him down because LaMelo has the ball in his hands so much. And him and LaMelo have a good connection, but it's still going to slow him down.
Yeah, but a connection where Rozier needs to be low sevens, like not 8,800. Like, these guys are priced for LaMelo being out. So
yeah.
If LaMelo plays, I probably fade Charlotte. Yeah, if LaMelo's out, I have interest in Charlotte. I mean, it's as simple as that for me in this game.
I fade everybody except Nick Richards. I don't think Nick gets impacted the same way. And he's 5,700, which gives me some interest. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the San Antonio side. Wimby, the minute restriction is the biggest thing here with Wimby. 25 minutes a night, but I mean, he's...
What is this, man?
It's just... Well, I mean, okay, so they've actually made more, like, news available on him like not being medically cleared to play back-to-backs or more than 25 minutes a night. So I don't think it's actually like a pop thing. I think it's actually medically being cleared or not for Wimby. So, I mean, I think until we get that, like, hey, Wimby played 32 minutes tonight, he is limited to 25 minutes a night. But 25 minutes against Charlotte, sign me up. I don't care what his price is. He's going to be low-owned. He's going to smash your Hornets here. I feel so bad for your Hornets. Wimby's going to eat, man. He's going to eat in this spot.
Here's the thing, man. And just go with me here. Go with me here. Mentally, Stevie, at 9K, I still can't. I know he has these games. I just mentally can't play a guy at 9K play 25 minutes. And he's going to have he scored 50 fantasy points in three straight games. He had a
triple double in 21 minutes the other night, and he scored 50 fantasy points without any blocks or steals.
I know, but I know conceptually Wimby's going to dominate this spot. Like, I get it. I'm still having a hard time. I can't do it.
Listen, minutes matter. Minutes equal opportunity. Like, if Wimby's on the court and he has like a bad 4 minute like stretch, probably not getting there. But Wimby's a guy that can score 3 fantasy points per minute. He's going to be so fun to watch over the next like 15 years.
If he was 7,500, I may have considered
it. Oh, yeah. At 7,500, he'd be 30, 40, 50, 60% owned. I mean, you're getting – this guy is low-owned every slate right now because no one wants to pay 9K for a guy playing 25 minutes, but you're not paying 9K for a guy not getting any production. This is a guy that's going to put up 15-plus shots. He's going to get rebounds. He's going to get assists. He's going to get blocks. He's going to get steals. Like, he can go for 60 fantasy points in 25 minutes, and the Charlotte matchup, like, he's just going to eat. They're not good interior, like – I'm sorry, Nick Richards, but you're going to get owned in this game.
Oh, I know.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, I hear you, and I always worry about the minutes, but I love the potential low ownership. Dave mentions that he's 10K on FanDuel. I mean, the extra points for blocks and steals, I think he has 60-plus point upside over there, too, so... if I was on expert survey today, Wimby would probably be my contrarian play of the day. I think this is a fantastic spot for him. It's hard not to do it, man. I mean, yeah, if it's a blowout, he plays 20 minutes, so you're a little bit worried. But if LaMelo comes back, I don't think San Antonio is blowing out Charlotte in this game. So, anything else on the nope. San Antonio side?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, like
they just the minutes, like. 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Keldon's playing 28. Champagne, I know it's champagne. I'm just being exaggerative. He's playing 20 minutes. Brandon, I can't do it. I just have to avoid the Spurs right now at all
costs. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's easy just to play Wimby. And, like, when Trey Jones was cheaper, I think you could take shots on him, but now he's, like, 6,200. We were having a fun discussion the other day in the prop shop about yeah. Trey Jones, and we were all talking about his under assist, and like it's still, I mean, 7.5 was just a ridiculous number for his assist because like he is averaging like 12 like potential assists in his 3 starts per game, but like yeah. the Spurs are one of the least, like their assist rate's just low anyway, so.
And then he only played 27 minutes, so we got some value, Stevie, in the blowout. Oh. And I was like, hey.
He was out there in the fourth quarter getting assists, though. He was only at, like, 2 assists, and he was out there getting assists. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
This game's out of hand. Come on, Pop. Get this guy on the bench.
Get out of here.
Dougie Fresh was lighting up the fourth quarter. He had like 15 or 16 fantasy points in the fourth quarter. Anyway. Yeah. All right, we got Golden State at Chicago. 229 total here. Chicago 3.5-point favorite. Draymond, Moody, Paul, and Peyton out. Craig out for Chicago still. Let's go to Golden State first. I mean, the Warriors have just been that team this year where they're not very playable. Any interest here?
Like, okay, I don't hate – so as long as Curry's in this range, Stevie, 9K, 8,800, I don't hate it. Because here's the difference between him and Wimby. I know if this game is close, Curry's going to play 35 minutes. And so that's where I feel okay playing Curry. Can we give Trace Jackson Davis 30 minutes, please? Like, why are we back trying to fit Kevon Looney into this lineup at 20? Like, stop it, Steve. Just stop it. Gosh, man. I still like Trace at 5,200. I don't hate Kuminga playing 28 minutes. I don't hate, you know, Wiggins if he got 25 minutes. Guess what? He's not getting 25 minutes. It's terrible, Stevie. The only person I really want to play is Steph Curry and maybe a sprinkle of Klay Thompson and Trayce Jackson-Davis and a little bit, and I do mean a little bit, of Kuminga, and that's it.
I like Jackson-Davis in this game. Chicago plays big. They're going to need Jackson-Davis or Looney to play 28 minutes. And
so that means Looney's going to cut into his time. I can already tell you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, you might not be wrong, but like, if you're chasing the ceiling, I think you chase Jackson Davis. He's a much talented player. Sorry, Looney.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Losing. That's what Golden State's doing. Well, I mean, like, they have a generational talent in Steph Curry, and I know Curry's not having like a great season. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, Golden State's 12th in the West out of 15 teams. Like, they're 17-20 with Steph Curry on your team. And, I mean, they're just struggling. So, I mean, overall, Chris Paul being out a lot hurts.
I mean,
Chris Paul was never a great fit for the Warriors. Like, let's just call it how it is. So they signed Chris Paul because Chris Paul wanted to go try to win a championship. But, I mean, the Draymond stuff has been – I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on for the Warriors right now. I think, if anything, I like Jackson Davis in this spot. I don't mind Steph, but you're just hoping you get a ceiling night out of him.
Yeah.
Chicago side, I mean, the pricing on Chicago, like DeRozan's price is now very, very playable at 7,100. Kobe White, 7,400. Gosh, he just continues to do it. Like, LaVine played 41 minutes the other night. His price shot up, I think, like $600 or $700. What are we doing with the Chicago team? You know, obviously, we're not playing Drummond with Vooch coming back, starting, playing 40 minutes the other night. What are we doing with Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago's starting to get interesting, Stevie, because now we've got DeRozan down to 7,100. So I feel comfortable with that. We've got Kobe White at 7,400. Stevie, I thought his minutes may fall off some. Nope, they're still up, still playing big minutes, even though LaVine is back. So I don't hate that we've got LaVine at 7,400. Stevie, he played big minutes the other night. They all played big minutes. I think the Bulls are in that same category now for me, Stevie, the same as Brooklyn was a few weeks ago, where they've got all these 7K guys. You take them all. You put them in a group. You say, hey, I only want to play one of these guys. We saw Vooch. Vooch is probably my primary here at 73. Came out, played big minutes. Stevie, 7,300. He's gonna have a tasty spot here with the Warriors, against the Warriors, excuse me. So the Bulls, I like all of these guys. I think all these 7K guys from the Bulls are in place, Stevie. All of them.
Yeah. White would probably be my favorite, followed by Vooch.
Yeah. But not together. Like I said, Steve, we're not playing them all together.
I think you got it. Yeah, you got to limit your exposure to Chicago.
Yeah.
Orlando at Miami. 218 total in this game. Miami a 3.5-point favorite. Wendell Carter Jr. questionable. Harris, Isaac, Franz Wagner out. Miami side, Butler doubtful. Hero questionable. Lowry doubtful. Martin questionable. let's start here with the Magic. My least favorite game on the slate. Well, slow paced game, two deep, good defensive teams. Paolo Bente, he's 9,200. I mean, he's 9,200. Can he get there at this price? Yeah, he can. Is he going to? Probably not. Like, what are your thoughts here on the Magic?
Yep, I'm Stevie. Those are my sentiments exactly. I do think Paolo should be priced up because all these guys out and his new workload. But now that he's priced up, I can't play him. I'm not playing these guys for Miami. Orlando, Battle of Florida. I can't do it, Stevie. It's just everybody's priced. I would usually take a shot on Cole Anthony here, but now that Fultz is back, Suggs is playing, you know, Black's playing, like all these guys, I can't play him either. So that's it. I'm not playing anyone from Orlando, and I'm okay with that. I'll live with whatever result comes out of it. Mo Wagner is playing nice minutes too. He's probably the one guy. Excuse me, I lied, Stevie. Mo Wagner might be the one guy that I take a shot with off the bench. That's it, though.
He had 18 fantasy points in the fourth quarter the other night of his 38 fantasy points in the blowout. So I just listen. I think Mo Wagner is the play as well. I just wanted to throw caution to the wind that, you know, 20 or 18 of his 38 fantasy points came in the blowout in the fourth quarter of that game. So,
but played okay against Denver. Played okay.
No. He's been playing really good and he's been producing. I'm not saying like I said. I think he's the play too. If Wendell Carter Jr. sits, yes. Wendell Carter Jr. Yes. plays, I'm worried that Mo Wagner's minutes kind of go away. So,
agreed.
Here we go again. All right, Miami side of this game, missing a lot of bodies. If Tyler Hero sits in this game as well, I think that's when we're going to have to start playing some of these, you know, wing-type players. My favorite, I talked about him the other night, and he had a really good game against the Thunder. It's Jokic. 33 minutes the other night against the Thunder and scored 32 fantasy points. He's still right, kind of priced under 5K. He's probably my favorite play here, and I think he gets a huge pump if we get news that, like, Hero and Martin end up sitting.
Yep, I think that's the case too, Stevie. So, look, we still got, like you talked about, Lowry doubtful. Like, I guess Josh Richardson is going to be big-time in play here, Stevie. Like, big-time.
If Hero sits, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If we got no Hero, no Lowry – RJ Hampton, they just don't want to play him at all, Stevie. Like they just don't want to play him. He's not playing any minutes. Jaime Jaquez is playing way more minutes. I think Josh Richardson is a big time play here. I know the matchup's bad, Stevie, but I think he's cheap enough. He's going to get 30-35 minutes in this game. If Hero sits, he's going to be in play for sure.
All right, we finish it out. Portland at Minnesota, 221.5 total here. Minnesota is a 13.5-point favorite. Portland's on the second end of a back-to-back, so we won't have an injury report for them. Shaedon Sharp got hurt during the game and did not return on Thursday, so they were part of the blowout fest that we were talking about with the Thunder. Portland. anything, Will?
I mean, Brogdon's 5,800. Like, maybe he's okay. They're going to play Minnesota, which should be equally as tough of a matchup. I don't suspect that they're going to get beat by 60 points in this spot. So many bodies out yet again, though, Stevie. It might just be Brogdon because he's cheap. But that's about it.
What about Chris Murray? If Sharp ends up sitting too now, like, right? Like, Sharp ends up sitting. He played 23 minutes. Obviously, we haven't looked at, like, game flow or anything from this game yet. But does Chris Murray at 3,300 play 25-plus minutes? And can we take a shot? Because he's not going to come off the floor in a blowout, right? Like, he's blowout proof. He's going to get run And like, if Sharp's out, does he get the 25 minutes? He could put up 5 fantasy points. I just think like he's worth taking some shots on here at 3,300. He's so cheap. He's 3,300 and it's an 8-game slate.
Oh boy. I don't hate it. I get it, Stevie. I totally get it. Kamara might be in play too at this point if Sharp sits, and maybe he has to keep playing, but this is an ugly team right now in terms of fantasy. It's ugly.
Yeah, they're not good. I'm just saying how it is.
Stevie, my team isn't good either, so I know the feeling. I mean, all my sports teams suck except the Carolina Hurricanes and the Atlanta Braves. That tells you where I'm at.
Scoot Henderson, I was just looking at the box score because I thought it was funny, but Scoot Henderson was minus 56 against the Thunder.
He shot 4 for 21.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Scoot.
Yeah, he shot 4 for 20. He shot 19% from the field, 1 of 9 from 3 that game.
Oh. Well,
this game that just passed, excuse me.
All right, Minnesota side here. Gobert is questionable. I think if they want to give him an extra day's rest, probably a good chance for him to sit out here. Played Naz Reid the other night, and he played 37 minutes with Gobert off the floor. Like him in this spot. I played Anderson the other night. He had a really good game against Boston as well. That game went into overtime. What are your thoughts on the Minnesota side?
Yeah, I don't mind Minnesota's team. You talked about it with Gobert out. We did get overtime. This is a game they should win. But these cheaper pieces here.
Conley back. Yeah, Mike Conley probable. Yep.
And I think he was just out for rest. I don't think it was.
It was rest. Yep.
Yeah. So Towns, if Gobert sits, then I definitely think Towns and Reed are in play. I still don't hate Anderson, but I think Conley impacts Anderson more than Gobert being out, for what it's worth. I still think Anderson would be in play at 4,900 here. And of course, Anthony Edwards, like, we don't have to sell you on Ant. I mean, this guy's a scoring machine. So in this spot, I mean, Ant might have 30 points in the first half if he gets up enough shots.
All right. That's it for me. Let's play the morning grind game and then we'll ship it off for the weekend. Some football. Excited for wild card round. We did the morning grind football podcast on yesterday. Yeah. So yesterday's podcast was the football podcast. So if you missed that, you can go back and check that out. Food for thought with Chief and Luch. Wildcard weekend is up as well on the podcast. Yeah,
Dean Shavelson was on that one with us as well.
Oh. You just ruined all your cred. I'm just kidding. Love Dean, man. Dean's my dude. All right. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. Who do you got?
Dean, you actually think we have some options today, which we can't say that all the time. I think I'm going with Josh Richardson. I think at 4,700, this is a good spot for him.
Well, one of us is probably going to get there. I'm going to go Jovic from Miami. Just playing really good, and now we're like potentially adding more injuries to this team. He fills up the stat sheet, and that's what we're looking for under 5K. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
Give me Miles Bridges from Charlotte.
All right. Yeah. Man, I love this dude, and I hope the Magic sign him for a very long time. But give me Paolo at 9,200 in a matchup against Miami.
Yeah.
Favorite 6X play today?
Ooh, this one is interesting, Stevie, but somebody I talked about at the top of the podcast, I think he's just a little bit too cheap today. Give me DeJounte Murray at 7,200. I think it's way too cheap for this spot.
I'm going to go Bruce Brown. I think Bruce Brown is $1,000 to $2,000 too cheap, and his price is going to rise here if Halliburton continues his game. This is a fantastic 253.5 total, so give me Bruce Brown at 5,600 for 6X. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got for us today?
I don't know how weird this is going to be. It might be. Give me Şengün from Houston. I think it's a dominating spot as long as it stays close.
I'm going to go Wimby. People don't like to pay this price for Wimby, and this matchup against Charlotte is it's a dream spot. So
Wimby, man, jeez.
I always try to post like my morning, early morning like cards in the prop shop. Can't wait to get Will tilted in the morning with a Wimby prop. So, yeah, love it. All right. Speaking of props, let's get a player pick or pick 'em play or a prop that you like for this slate.
Man, listen, I'm gonna settle in with my boy Trey Jones. He's at 6.5 right now in the books. DB, I'm going less. Trey's got to assist me out of this one. Until they get him down to 5.5, I'm going to keep taking the under.
I mean, I'm sold. I like the 7.5 number a lot better, but I'm in. Plus, I'm going to be on Wimby, so you know, being under on Trey is fine. I am going to go. This is like -110 right now, which I think is silly. But Bruce Brown over 13.5 points. You can get this on most books. I've already checked. I'm going to write this up when I'm done. But yeah, this is a fantastic matchup. His usage goes way up here, almost 4% higher with Tyrese Halliburton off the floor. Great matchup against Atlanta with a 253.5 total. Give me Bruce Brown over 13.5 points. Any money line over unders against the spread? Anything standing out to you here?
Yeah, I did check the total on the Pacers Hawks game. It's at 254.5, Stevie. You can get it at 253.5 at Sugar House. Stevie, I think I got to take the over yet again. If this game's anywhere remotely close, you're basically saying, hey, do you think both teams score at least 125 points? I think we do. And so that gets us to 250. And now you're saying, hey, do we think both of these teams can score in the 130s? Stevie, I think both can do that. I think one team can score 150 and the other in the 120s. Like, we still get there. I like that. I like the over here, 254, 253.5 at Sugarhouse right now.
Yeah, I mean, the last time these two teams played, it was a blowout, and they still went over. It was 150 to 116. They just play so incredibly fast. There's so many touches and possessions in this game. So I hear you on that. I know Houston let us down the other day, and they got the game into overtime and then just kind of just turned off for the last 3 minutes of that game. But I'm going back to the well on my Houston Rockets here. They're -7.5 going up against Detroit in Detroit. Like Houston, -7.5. I think that this is a much better basketball team. No Cade Cunningham. Give me Houston -7.5. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here, my brother?
Negative, my friend. I am good to go. And let's hope everybody has a really, really, really good weekend.
Yeah, y'all have a fantastic weekend. We're back on Monday, Will and I, talking some more hoops. Hope everyone has a great weekend. If you haven't already, subscribe. Help us out. We'll see you all on Monday. Have a great weekend.